6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served. And Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me."
That's our gospel reading from John, Mary anointing Jesus' feet. You see, the next few weeks until Easter, the theme is transformation. And truth is, Christian life does not exist unless we are transformed every day. No matter how big, no matter how small. And you see, there are different ways to be transformed, and today's gospel introduces one of them, and that the introduction is fragrance. I know it might sound kind of strange to some people. And there is one fragrance I will always be transformed by from my childhood, and that's of sauce. Sounds strange, yeah. Being young, and Sunday morning was always a ritual. You go to church, then you go home. And not like a lot of families today, following Sunday service is a family meal. We go home around 12:30 after attending both services and singing and Sunday school and so on. And before going out to play, we spend an hour or so cooking a macaroni dinner with fresh garlic bread from that Italian loaf, full salad. And we sit around the table talking about the service, laughing, before we go out and play. So I invite you today to look at your bulletin at the front cover. Look at the questions. And write down, what is a memory you have of a fragrance, a scent? And what memory does that scent bring back to you? It doesn't even have to be a good scent. While you're doing that, I'll share to you something else with you. The Wrights family shared some memories with me of their recall of a fragrance. The smell of eucalyptus reminds a visit to San Francisco and special time spent with Elaine and her family. The smell of furniture polish reminds Jim of his childhood and helping his mother polish the furniture in the home. The smell of milk and Oreo cookies reminds Jim of sleepovers when he was a young child at his favorite Aunt Helen and Uncle Frank's house. So can you see the correlation here? It's about relationship. It's about transformation. It's about how something, no matter how big or how small, touches you and transforms you in that moment, and you carry it along with you. So in a Christian sense, aroma or fragrance means change in one's life. The expression of you being a Christian, expressing your faith towards other people. It doesn't mean necessarily giving a testimony, or as I said before, sitting at Starbucks and asking somebody, "Are you saved?" What we're talking about is how you carry yourself, your voice, behavior, your attributes of Christ. One example is when Michelle and I were down at Disney. One evening in Florida on our trip last week, we got onto a shuttle bus, and an older couple with their grandson scooted over so that we could have a seat. We got into a conversation, exchanging pleasantries. The talk moved over to what type of a job does Michelle have that would bring her to Disney World. So she began talking about her job and how great it was, the differences that they were making in people's lives. That moved into talking about Compassion International, an organization that Brett Hansen talks a lot about on the radio. So in the conversation, the older woman told Michelle that she could see how much Michelle loves God. It could be seen in her face, in the way that she talks, of brothers and sisters. That is the fragrance of Christ. It's what we leave with other people in our daily lives, in our daily walk with Christ. It is our expression of faith. So where does the fragrance or expression of faith begin? Relationship. It's a kind of relationship the Wrights is describing in their memories, the kind of the recall of family meals that I had. And however, I am also talking about our relationship with Christ. Every day, we are to focus on this relationship as something personal. And hopefully it is something precious to you. Just as costly as the perfume Mary used in our gospel reading. It is, if you can recall, like the scent of the lilies here on Easter morning. It makes that connection. It leaves something with you as you come in. So in our reading this morning, John brings to us a time following the rise of Lazarus from the dead. Following a generous meal created by Lazarus' sisters, Mary goes and brings back a jar of perfume, which, believe it or not, today would cost a year's salary. For some people, about $30,000. Now, if you imagine being the family and watching Mary put it on somebody's feet. But it didn't matter to her. Mary single-handedly transformed this moment from the stench of Lazarus' death, if you can imagine that, into life with Jesus. The life of Lazarus means the death of Jesus. And Jesus' death means the transformation of all believers into life. Something costly and precious for Mary and her family, graphically pictured, gives great worship for Christ. And giving out of love from her heart, her soft heart, by the return of her beloved brother. You know that we are now speaking of love. A Christian. A fragrance that transforms and leaves something with somebody else. So before I mentioned Brett Hansen from the radio. He's one of the commentators on Word FM. One day while driving, I heard a wonderful story. A young woman wrote the station a letter telling of a transformational moment for her. That young woman was walking into a Starbucks before work, and she had to go by a gentleman, a homeless man. Hasn't bathed. So you can imagine what it smelled like probably to her. As somebody different than her life. She walks by and it's cold out. So she feels the Holy Spirit moving her and she buys him a hot coffee. She stays there for a little while. Probably doing whatever he do at Starbucks early in the morning, trying not to go to work probably. And the man's sitting outside again when she leaves, and she has to walk by him. She gives him the receipt from the sale, and she looks down and reads it when she gets into her car. And he wrote on there, "This morning, I was thinking of how to kill myself tonight. Thanks to you, I no longer want to." And she said later on that every time she now smells coffee, she's brought back to that moment. And it wasn't just transformational for her. An act of kindness, an act of love, like Jesus would do, probably changed this man's life forever. Who knows, but later on, maybe he will come to Christ. Maybe he will give himself to help other people. She left something behind that changed both their hearts. And then later on, we can look at the Apostle Paul. The second part of verse 14 in 2 Corinthians indicates that Christians who walk with Christ are dispersed in the presence of God wherever he leads them. And through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing him. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved. And among those who are perishing, the knowledge and action of God is the sweet aroma of which Paul has worked. The Apostle Paul, just as we are, was a vessel or instrument through whom the fragrance was released. He transformed so many people through a Christian life by leaving that aroma wherever he was. And no, hopefully this aroma we're talking about is not an odor that we leave with people. I'm talking about influence, knowledge of God, our actions. That is all part of the gospel. If you are a Christian, you have been called by God to let your life's influence make a favorable impression on others, even people you don't know personally. In the office, in the home, at the store, in school. Is your influence Christ-like? Do people know you or Christ because of your comments, your concern, your generous spirit, and your respect for others? A heart kindled by love for God will flow with the sweet, attracting aroma of our Lord. And it is certainly transformative to someone who is open to it. If you look deeply, we witness this all through the Bible. So is that you? Is that Emmanuel? Do you and this congregation leave that kind of aroma or influence in the community? Do others see you as a Christian by what you say and do? Or will we allow the media to label and describe Christianity in itself? And Christians alike. It's a serious question for this contemporary day. Love. That is what people should recall from everything I have described. And Mary's extravagant love stands at the heart of this message. As we look closely at the biblical story and the others I gave, we can see that it's really not about money, as Judas suggests. And we know what happens at the end of that one. But at this dinner party with the Rices, with Michelle, the coffee story, we learn that it's about love for Christ and serving others as Christ did. As you see, on a Friday afternoon, so many years ago, Jesus offered his own costly and extravagant gift. And that was for all people who believe in him. And what a transformation for eternal life that truly was. Through a relationship of love that Christ invites us into. So the question is, can we do that? Do you have that relationship with Christ? Are you transformed by the knowledge that Christ gave himself? So all who believe may rest in him and have eternal life. See what love that truly is. And we are free to spread that fragrance. To be that fragrance of that love and salvation to this world. And we are freed by grace to transform the world one person at a time.